Good evening, folks. Welcome to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM. My name is Jeff, here till 8 o'clock playing you the good stuff. And by here, I mean not here, because we are pre-recorded tonight. Bunch of good things going on in town, including the Fringe Festival, which I think I'm going to go check out a show tonight. And I encourage you to check out some shows, especially our pal Corin Raymond. His Great Canadian Tire Caper is on now at the West End Cultural Center, and it's fantastic. I'll tell you more about that coming up a little bit later on in the show. And our pal Jeff Berner is back in town tonight for a show at the River City Social Club. And how crazy is that going to be to see Jeff Berner in some dude's basement? It's going to be super fun. So you should check it out. If you don't know Gord at the River City Social Club, you really ought to get in on some of this action. I remember seeing listings for the River City Social Club for a long time and not having a clue what it was or how to go there or anything, but just look it up on Facebook, send Gord a message, and that's where I'll be. So anywho, that's why we're not here, but the show is here, and we got a bunch of things to talk about, bunch of shows coming up, including those guys and other things. But first, I want to talk about a show that that I just went to recently, but didn't tell you about in advance because I didn't know I was going. This crazy ridiculous plan only came together kind of at the last minute. Our pal Stu at the other station posted a list of tour dates for Lydia Loveless, and it said that she was playing on Monday in Fargo, Tuesday in Grand Forks, and then nowhere on Wednesday. And he was like, well, you know, how come there's not a show here on Wednesday? So we decided to drive down to Fargo on Monday and ask her and find out what's going on. And it turns out, if you're waiting for Lydia Loveless to come back to Winnipeg, good luck with that. She has some border issues. Apparently you can't get into the country if you have a DUI, and she certainly does. So she doesn't know when or if she's ever going to come back to Canada. So making the trip down to Fargo or something like that is probably your best bet. And we did that and had an awesome, awesome time. And because, you know, I'd normally preview a show like that and tell you about it in advance, and, well, I didn't know we were going, so I didn't get to do that. I want to play you something from Lydia. We'll play a great song from her latest record, Somewhere Else, and then we'll play Lydia doing a surprising cover, which she actually did at the show on Monday. Was not expecting that at all. And then perhaps someone else covering Lydia Loveless. How does that sound? Sounds like fun to me. Here you are, Steel Belted Radio 101.5. This is Lydia Loveless. We'll be right back.
took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Well, I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Oh, that's on. I know this world is killing you. Oh, that's on.
Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Anymore. 20 burglars by the reservoir. A teenage look out on the signal tower. The mogul's daughter in hard time. The mogul fingers a wrong guy all night. It was a perfect, 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 perfect crime. It was a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, the perfect crime. It was a perfect crime.
Something there from the Decemberists, from their album The Crane Wife. That's got to be my favorite Decemberist song, I think. That's The Perfect Crime number 2. I wasn't expecting to hear that one live, but, you know, they could have thrown me a bone. I would have been fine with it. Even without that song, it was a pretty great show last night at the old Walker Theater. Hopefully you caught it. That was something good. Before that, we heard Shiny Ribs, Kev Russell, from a new album called While No One Was Looking. It's a 20-year retrospective of the Bloodshot Records label, where friends of Bloodshot Records come and cover Bloodshot Records artists, including that song right there by Lydia Lovelace. We heard it all the time, as done by Shiny Ribs, and a couple from Lydia herself. We heard her covering Elvis Costello's classic Allison there, as well as something off her latest record, Somewhere Else. We heard To Love Somebody. Let's keep the party going a little bit, and no band can party better. The ultimate party band coming to town tomorrow night at the big casino. It's going to be a great show with the return of the Mavericks. Let's hear a couple fun ones from the Mavericks. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio on UMFM.
Just when I was over you. kiss your lips. Always been a while since I felt like this. Oh girl, please don't.
Oh, the Mavericks there from their breakthrough album. Oh, what a thrill. That is a Jesse Winchester classic. That record, by the way, is called What a Crying Shame. And I thought I'd throw that in there. Tribute to the late, great Jesse Winchester. So good. Before that, we heard something called All Over Again from their reunion album, In Time. The reunited Mavericks are back in town tomorrow night for a big show at the casino. It'll be super, super fun. Hope to see you there. Other shows going on tomorrow and coming up as well. We'll tell you about those and much, much more. Stick around. Steel Belted Radio pre-recorded comes back in just a minute.